Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and a price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's start with a look at the livestock futures. And finally, when they finished their business yesterday, another nice day for the cattle futures. Hogs also positive.
Yes, Dave, we did see upside yesterday in both the cattle and the hogs. Now, the cattle complex, even though it did close positive, we did back off the highs of the session by the end of the day. News-wise, it was once again very quiet out there in the cattle complex, and we don't have a whole lot of anything really swaying our market. It seems to be more of a technical buying spree that's lifting us higher. Choice box beef continued lower, down $1.21. Select boxes were down 59 cents, had a movement of 138 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was at 116,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up 4 cents. Now, tomorrow is expiration of the August feeder cattle futures and options, and Friday is expiration of the August live cattle futures. At the moment, October live cattle are 27 cents higher, October feeders up 10 cents, and October lean hogs $1.32 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Tom, let's talk about our grain futures a little bit. Wheat futures ended up in a fairly decent manner yesterday. The corn and the soybeans, though, still kind of struggling a little bit.
Yes, overall it was a negative day for our wheat, corn, and soybeans, but as Dave indicated, by the close of the session, we had bounced well off the lows of the session, mostly a technical bounce that even allowed the Chicago wheat to get on the positive side. But news-wise, it continues to be the same factors out there. Mostly price negative for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, as the technicals and fundamentals are not very bullish out there for those commodities at the moment. Now, trading overnight has been on the mixed side at the moment. Our December Kansas City wheat is a penny and three quarters higher. December corn down 2 cents. November soybeans are trading 4 cents higher. December cotton down 8 points. October crude oil, 31 cents higher. September dollar index, 11 cents lower. And September Dow Jones futures, 10 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and that's going to do it for us. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.